I just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio, making a picture again.
It was a bilious piece of dirt that made me cry out in pain.
Did you say it was a brilliant piece of work and you'll fly me out to Spain?
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it.
Bilious, brilliant, bilious, brilliant. The full spectrum. Examined by Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. It's Friday, movies. Welcome, guys.
Hey, hi, John.
So first we go back into my history. Man from U.N.C.L.E. is out. It's a blockbuster, but it takes me back to the ancient days of...
My name is Napoleon Soto. I'm an enforcement agent in Section 2 here.
I am Ilya Kuryakin. Like my friend Napoleon, I go and I do whatever I am told to by our chief.
Huh? Oh, yes. Alexander Waverly, number one, section one.
The original Man from U.N.C.L.E. Do you know what U.N.C.L.E. stands for?
Oh, I can't remember. It's too complicated.
United Network Command for Law Enforcement.
And Thrush. Thrush was the enemy
in
the original.
Yeah, and chaos and all that. Oh, yeah. So great. Well, anyway, let's hear a clip from the movie itself.
Our suspicious man, I would say you put something in my drink.
It's much easier to trust a drink you fixed yourself.
But how do you know I was going to drink the scotch?
I didn't. I laced all the drinks. I don't like to leave much to chance, Mr. Solo.
Now, Man from U.N.C.L.E. was originally kind of a cross between Austin Powers and The Matrix. So this feels a little more Bondy. What do you think?
It is a little more Bondy. And, you know, Ian Fleming helped develop the original show, and Napoleon Solo was basically supposed to be an American version of James Bond. Here you've got Henry Cavill in that role. He's replacing Robert Vaughn from the old show. He's very suave, debonair, but he's also got that sort of laid-back American cockiness. And his partner is Ilya Kuryakin, Russian counterpart, played by Armie Hammer from The Lone Ranger. The two of them are going to foil a bomb plot with some ex-Nazis involved somewhere. It's all basically nonsense, but what I like about this movie is it's not an update of the original show. It just is the original show. Great costumes, fantastic sets, great action, lots of style, great camera work. It's just a lot of fun. It's like it could have been made in 1966, and I think it works like a charm.
And Kristen, absolutely.
You know, I'm going to say I agree with you that it looks great. It's snappy. The costumes are fantastic. It's all very hip. It's all very stylish. But none of these characters seem as though they belong in the same movie with each other. It sounds like one person is the villain from Die Hard talking to somebody who's like a silent film star talking to Inspector Gadget. None of these people seem as if they should be in the same scenes together. The characters don't work. The dialogue doesn't work. But I did like looking at it.
Man from Weird U.N.C.L.E. mixed review there. Let's do a look at Straight Outta Compton, the other movie this weekend.
Like, y'all just got a snapshot of how Americans really feel. We gave the people a voice. We gave the people truth.
Yeah, but your songs, they glamorize the lifestyle of gangs, guns, drugs.
Our art is a reflection of our reality. What you see when you go outside your door?
I know what I see.
And it ain't glamorous.
You get AKs from Russia and cocaine from Colombia.
And ain't none of us got a passport, so might want to check the source.
Straight Outta Compton, the story of N.W.A. and the rise of hip-hop in the United States. It's a historical piece. So what do you think, Kristen?
Now, I'm just going to say it. This is one of the best biopics I have ever seen. I think the movie is fantastic. The characters are great. I have to give a major shout-out to O'Shea Jackson Jr., who's playing his dad, Ice Cube, in the movie. He's just mesmerizing and fantastic. There's nothing about this movie I didn't love.
Rafer?
Yeah, it's really great. You know, for a music biopic, it's 2.5 hours, which is really long, and that's like the length of a war epic. And it feels kind of like a war epic when you're done. You really feel like you've been something. You've been through the Compton that these guys grew up in, the police harassment, the near riots they go through when they're playing on stage. I just thought it was a fantastic and very timely film.
And the podcast this week?
We're going to be talking about a new Hulu series called Difficult People.
Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the podcast. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, John. You too.